Vince Dean is the Director of Office Standards and Assessments for the state of Michigan. Vince, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for your time. Tell us what you do at the Office of Standards and Assessment.
Well, I'm responsible for the development and administration of our state assessment programs. So the Michigan Educational Assessment Program, or the MEAP, the Michigan Merit Examination, our alternate assessments, and our assessments for English language proficiency.
Well, yesterday it was announced that there's going to be some changes. Talk about those changes.
Yeah, we put out a press release yesterday announcing a new two-year pilot program that will offer school districts two free assessments, ACT Explore and ACT Plan assessments that have a lot of utility for local districts in terms of informing instruction and measuring student growth and college readiness.
Had this been done in the past?
No. It is a case in there's other states, Illinois, for example, that offer a service very similar to this. But we haven't been able to do this up until now in Michigan. We've implemented several cost-saving measures in regard to statewide assessments in the past couple years, and it's enabled us at this time to provide this opportunity for spring 2012 and spring 2013, which we believe will save many districts some significant funds.
It's a two-year pilot project. Where's the funding coming from?
Well, we've saved considerable funds on the development of our assessments. And, for example, 3 years ago, the state legislature asked us to look at bringing in some functions in-house, for example, versus employing contractors in other states, and also seeing where we could control costs. And that's been a successful endeavor, particularly in the assessment development side of things.
I would imagine that this is a big, big deal and very important because, as you know as well as anyone, the state of Michigan as a whole has got to get better at preparing students for college.
You've got it. We've had, at the state level, the local level, all of us are wrestling with this unprecedented level of reform legislation and these initiatives, this sense of urgency we have, as you just described, to get more students prepared to be successful for post-secondary educational experiences, whether that be a career training program, college readiness program, but really at the crux of are these initiatives working? Are we making a dent in that challenge? Is student growth in core academic subjects, student progress to certain benchmarks, like ACT's College Ready benchmarks, is one example of indicators that let us know if we're getting some traction on that agenda. And this opportunity, this pilot assessment, should be able to provide some great student-level data to districts that can help inform locally determined models for how they're going to use academic growth in things like educator evaluations, for example, and other reform pieces. Another piece of this is, we've had the ACT assessment as part of our 11th grade test in Michigan since spring 2007. And between that time and currently, we know that about 65% of Michigan 8th graders and 10th graders already have an opportunity to participate in Explore Plan at local district expense. So we're looking forward to providing some financial respite for those districts and ISDs that are already providing the service to their schools, and also giving that extra 35% of our students that haven't had this opportunity a chance to participate in these assessments.
Now, this is voluntary. How many schools do you expect to participate? And I'm sure they'll be worried about the information if you'll hold that over their heads if they don't fare well.
Definitely. We really hope that as many schools as possible take advantage of this opportunity. We know that many districts are. We've already received a number of phone calls asking for more information and things like that. The nice thing in terms of the data usage is that because this is it's a pilot project, it's completely voluntary, and because it's not one of our programs that all schools are required to participate in it, we cannot use the data here for any state or federal accountability or system or ranking purpose. So it's really, this is all about providing local districts information that will come directly to them. It will not come through the state. give them student-level data that looks at student growth on core academic subjects.
All right, Vince, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.